This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
herd immunity versus herd mentality. Ever since COVID-19 reared its ugly head, we've been hearing about herd immunity. Now, that started me thinking about herd mentality. Drinking's a great example. Have you ever seen happier people than those hoisting cold ones in a beer commercial? No way. We buy clothing that's branded with logos. Hey, I'm cool. Look at the label. Successful people drive certain makes and models. Are you successful? Prove it. Show me your car's key fob. Yes, the herd mentality drives everything from Apple AirPods to Nike Air Max sneakers. Today, we get in our niche group and follow our peeps, whatever agenda it covets. Gotta swallow the whole agenda or you're exiled. In polite society, following the crowd can lead you places you might not really want to go. But what about in the wild? If you really want to see herd mentality in action, watch lion videos on YouTube. They mesmerize me. Maybe it's the way the lions work together. Although I feel bad for that lonesome water buffalo. When he gets isolated from the herd and the local pride gets wind of it. In the herd, the bull has pretty good defense against lions. Call it a form of herd immunity. But singled out? Forget it. For the most part, it's like one brain operates the whole herd. They move in unison. When one starts running, they all follow suit. This is not herd immunity, it's herd mentality. In one video, a hapless bovine wanders off into the brush. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a family of lions calmly surrounds him. As the bull stands just idling and looking oblivious, chewing side to side on a bit of grass, the lions quietly sit there assessing the situation. The 1,300-pound tank with horns gives the cats a sideways glance and a dismissive snort. I imagine him saying to himself, "Gee, these lions are a bunch of goofs, sitting around doing nothing. Look at Sleepy Leo over there. What a loser." What does it mean when lions are around? I kind of remember Angus standing in the middle of lions. Come to think of it, I haven't seen Angus in a while. I wonder what happened to good old Angus. I just can't put my hoof on it. And as this big wall of muscle blissfully ruminates, the lions tighten the circle. Curiously, I saw that same blissful look from a burly guy at the window of my local Rita's Water Ice. I was standing a healthy 6 feet away with some other customers, safely separated and queued up behind me. We were all wearing masks, but not the big guy. He was leaning into the service window, maskless and snickering about all this paranoia over the flu. He walked away with his gelati, as carefree as a newborn babe. Hey, why should he be worried? It wasn't like he was surrounded by a pride of lions. Herd immunity. It's what happens when you follow the herd. Herd mentality is what happens when you stop thinking for yourself.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.